today's Q106. I'm Christy, hanging out at the Pappy Hoyle Campground and Full Throttle Saloon for the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. And this is huge, you guys. I was walking around the campground and I ran into someone you may know from the TV show Full Throttle Saloon, or maybe you've heard of him as the front man of Jackal. I have with me Jesse James Dupree. He runs the show out here. He's basically the god of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, yeah. Too. I mean, what don't you do,
and,
Jesse?
And leave it to Miss Christy to bring some country to the pool. I like that. Bringing the
country
to the hills, the Black Hills.
Yeah, you're also in a country band now, yeah, right? Yeah. Jesse James Dupree and Dixie Ink.
Yes, I got me a little country. I grew up listening to my dad's music, which was the old Johnny Cash and the Waylon Jennings and the Conway Twitty was my favorite. The fiber of the man that could sing a song like "Touch the Hand of the Man That Made You a Woman and Then Tell Me You Don't Love Me Anymore." Now that is my hero. Touch the hand of the man, baby.
I like that.
Touch,
I'm sure it's a lot of people's hero, too.
That's what,
right?
Country music is missing. guys that have got the cojones to sing something like that. Touch the hand of the man that made you a woman, and then you tell me you don't love me anymore. God, I mean, that's religious stuff right there.
So, touch
that hand. Touch that hand.
So we actually played your song on Q106 other night.
My tribute to the truckers.
It didn't fall from the sky. Tell us more about that.
You know, just like everybody else in the country, I was locked down with the pandemic and in Georgia. And I've got a studio back there, and I always have excuses to why I can't get in there and make music and write my songs. And with the pandemic, I didn't have any excuse at all. But I was looking around, and you know, all the first responders and our police officers, who I'm going to be paying tribute tonight during the show, and of course our military guys and firefighters and doctors and nurses, and I just felt like the truck drivers were getting neglected. And I mean, those truck drivers, there's not a thing you can reach out on this table and touch that wasn't brought to you probably on a truck. And, you know, of course, the guys that are on the rails as far as the trains as well. But the American truck driver, I've got a soft spot in my heart for. My dad drove a truck when I was a kid for a good long time. And he used to haul steel out of the steel plant, and he would run it to various places. And my brother and I would get up in the cab over. It was a cab over GMC that he had, and we would get up in the sleeper and hide because he weren't supposed to have anybody in the cab of that thing when he was working. And we would go to the steel mill, and we'd be quiet back there, like they were going to hear us in that cab, right? And we'd be all quiet, like we were doing something bad. And we would hang out in there, and they would load him down with steel, and then we would make the run with him, like down to Birmingham or whatever the case may be. And then and on the way back, we would stop and see who could eat the most Crystal hamburgers. And then the next day, my stomach would be so hurting.
Who won? Who won?
Well, I think I did, because my stomach hurt the worst. I have a soft spot for the truck drivers, and I wrote the song "It Didn't Fall from the Sky." It didn't magically appear. It was brought here on his back, shifting 10 hard gears, and the response for that, I mean, the video, I've been in the middle of shooting a documentary on truck drivers pre-COVID, and then I reached out to some of the relationships that I made, and I had them upload footage from them out on the road COVID, and put the video together, so you can go check it out on YouTube. And got like in the first week over 100,000 views on it. Which was pretty cool.
It's a great song. I love the meaning behind it. I'll share that, you guys, that video on the today's Q106 Facebook page. So I will do that here just in a minute. So check that out. And Jesse, you have something else going on tonight. It's a huge night for Jackal, the Jackal Bikers Ball,
Saloon. The Bikers Ball here at the Full Throttle Saloon. And we're celebrating, you know, it was just on August the 11th, just a couple of days ago, that we celebrated the 28th anniversary of Jackal's first album.
Wow.
It was released on August the 11th, 28 years ago.
And
we've been playing Sturgis, you know, all of that time. And, of course, with the Full Throttle, this is the 26th year of the Full Throttle Saloon. The 21st year of the Full Throttle Saloon. And the previous years we played at another venue in town. So we're back here. It's the annual get-together and a family reunion, if you will. And we're looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, thank
celebrating
you.
Not only the 80th anniversary of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, but also America's resilience, and we are going to pay tribute to the police officers specifically. The police officers have been so abused this year, mm-hmm. across the country, and all these whiny asses that all these people talking about defunding them and everything else, that is the result of a couple of generations in my opinion, of people that their parents didn't spank their ass. That's what the problem is. Because when I was growing up, when you got pulled over, you knew to tell a police officer, yes, sir, and no, sir, and you showed them respect. And that's what, you know, it's gotten way off whack. And if there are a bad apple in that bunch, there's 10 to 1 on the other side. So it's a long politic thing to get into. But tonight we're paying tribute to the police officers.
I love that. I have a ton of police officers in my family, and I couldn't agree more. Well, thank you for that.
I know Madison leans to the side of wanting to reinvent everything, and is a lot of people over there doing. With all due respect to those people, take a step back. Who are you going to call when somebody breaks into your house?
Exactly.
That 911 will be the most precious three numbers you ever dial in your life. God bless our police officers.
I'm with you 100%.
That's just me, Jesse James Dupree. If you don't like it, come see me.
Okay. Well, thank you for giving me a few minutes of your time, Jesse. I appreciate it. Super excited to watch Jackal
Christy
tonight.
Christy putting the country back in Madison.
That's right. I know. I'm trying.
I love it. What? I like it. She's wearing her pointy-toed boots here at the pool. I like it.
You saw that, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You got to do what the real cowboys used to do whenever they get a new pair of boots. They just walk right down into the river, get them soaking wet, and then wear them until they dried, and then they fit.
I don't know about doing that.
That's what they do.
Okay. Maybe with one of my old pair. I don't know. All right. Well, thank you so much, Jesse. I'm Christy, hanging out poolside at the Pappy Hoyle Campground and Full Throttle Saloon for the 80th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally.
Yeehaw!